Yes, Hashem Yisparach, for beginning the Liman of Hilchos Avelos. Just as a Hakdama to the Hakdama, we informally mention some of the Yisparim that exists. So I guess now that we're doing this more formally, in terms of the Limud, so most of the Sugyas are in the third parak of Moikatan. The Anina Sugyas are in Brachos, as you probably saw a little already, if not now, then presently. In terms of Sifri Rishonim, the Ramban's Torah Sa'adam is key. That's the basis of a lot of Hilchos Avelos that we have in the Beis Yosef, and that the classic printing of is in Rav Shevel's two-volume Kisei Ramban, with Rav Shevel's footnotes on the Torah Sa'adam. I mentioned yesterday that I thought there was a new Masada Kook printing of or Torah Sa'adam with new annotations, which I haven't seen. But I thought I saw it in the store somewhere once in the last year, but if you have it, I'd like to see it. I don't have it in my hand, or I haven't seen it to look at. In terms of Svarim of contemporary poskim, so going back 70 years, there was a Gesher Chaim, Rebbechim Lechot Kaczynski, which has a lot of material more on the, it's three volumes. One volume is more halacha, two volumes are more hashkafa of Avelis and Misa, etc. There was a Rabbi Greenwald, there was a Rav in Columbus after the war, maybe before the war and after the war, who wrote a lot of Svarim on history and on halacha. So he had a sefer called Kolbon Hilchos Avelos, which isn't used so much anymore, but it was popular, or more popular 50 years ago. Then among the more contemporary Svarim, you have the Pnei Baruch, which has a lot of Pesachim from Shlomo Zalman, which I believe was translated into the Ars Scroll English Morning in Halacha. Rabbi Aaron Felder, Zechorin Levracha, has an English volume, Sodei Smachos, which has a lot of psakim from Ramosha. Divrei Sofrim, two volumes, Rav Yavra from Bnei Brak, Mishabrua style Sefer that came out about 25 years ago. Since then, there is a Kitzer, Divrei Sofrim, which is one volume and more of a classic Kitzer Sefer style. But the original Divrei Sofrim is two volumes, Mishabrua style, with the pseudo, the Mishabrua type, and the Be'erlach and the Sharitzion type of super commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. And then after the Divrei Sofrim, the Ba'adei Shulchan came out in Avelos. The Divrei Sofrim came out first. The Ba'adei Shulchan was one of the five Vilkon's latter, the Avelos volumes are some of his latter Svarim. Rav Avadia has two volumes, actually three volumes of Chazon Avadia on Avelos. Rabbi Karp has two volumes, Mishmeres Smachos on Avelos. And a couple of years ago, Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen published an English volume for Art Scroll on Hilchos Avelos. And the Ben Sion Cook, Talmud of Rav Yashiv, who I just saw an article last week, may be a dark horse candidate for the next Rav Rashi, depending on how the politics works out. He hasn't declared, but I saw his name in an article of potential candidates. So he has a thick volume, Sion e Halacha, on Hilchos Avelos that has a lot of psakim from Rav Yashiv. There are different mesoros as far as the propriety of learning Hilchos Avelos Barabim, teaching Hilchos Avelos Barabim. In our yeshiva, we follow the Rav's approach, which is that we learn Kol HaTorah Kula, like the tradition of Volozhin. Rav Schefter says that Mendel Zaks remarked that Mendel Zaks is the Bochin Yeshiva, son of the Chavetz Chaim, and he remarked that he was against the fact that the Rav gave Shiram on Hilchos Avelos Bechlal, and it was against the fact that the Rav gave Shiram and Hilchos Nida to Bachrim. Again, our Mesorah in the Yeshiva is not the way, so we give Shiram and Hilchos Nida even to Bachrim, and we give Shiram and Hilchos Avelos to everyone. Okay, so with that Hakdama, let's begin with the real Hakdama to Hilchos Avelos, and that is, briefly, Machlokes Rishonim, whether Avelos Daraisa or Avelos Darabanan. So Shitas Rambam, the opening Halacha in Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Mitzvas Aseh Lis Avel Al HaKrovim, Shenemar, V'yachalti Chatas Hayom, Hayita V'nei Hashem. So Rambam quotes the pasuk in Parsha Shmini, which is really a Aninos pasuk, where Aaron HaKohen says, is it appropriate to eat from the Sar Kachin when I'm in a state of Aninos? Back to that in a moment, but the Rambam says Mitzvah Aseilus Abel Al Krovim, and he quotes that pasuk ostensibly regarding Aninus. The Ein Avelus Menatora Ela Biyom Rishon Bilvad Shehu Yom Misav Yom Kfura. There is Aveilus Min HaTorah, but Aveilus Min HaTorah is only on day one, and only on day one where Yom HaMisa coincides with Yom HaKvura. If the Yom HaKvura doesn't coincide with Yom HaMisa, then the Aveilus on Yom HaKvura would not be Daraisa. Aval Shara Shiva Yomim Einu Din Torah, but the rest of Aveilus Shiva is not Daraisa. Afa Pishinamar Batorah Vayas Aviv Eva Shivas Yomim. Even though the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu ostensibly could have been a makor for Aveilus Min HaTorah and Aveilus Shiva Min HaTorah, says the Rambam, Nitna Torah Vinishach Halacha. So we don't observe Halacha based on what happened before Matan Torah, even if there was such a notion of Aveilus Shiva called the Matan Torah, that's not the source of normative Halacha. Nitna Torah Vinishach Halacha. Just like the Rambam famously, Perisha Mishnah is Paragid Anosha, that even the mitzvahs that are presented in Sefer Bereishis, the reason that we fulfill them is because the matzot are not because of their appearance in Sefer Bereishis. Moshe Rabbeinu tika lem Yisrael Shivas me Aveilus to Shivas Yemei Mishnah. So Aveilus Shiva is really only a step lower than a din daraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu tika lem. Okay, but that's the position of the Rambam, that's the position of the Gaonim and the Rif in the end of the second paragraph of Brachos, that Aveilus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. The Rif quotes a Shishita that maybe Aveilus Shiv is Daraisa and he rejects it. Yeah, Usher.
Is the Rambam saying on Moshe, is that a Darabanan or a Moshe?
It sounds like it's more than a Darabanan, and it may not be the same as a Lacha Moshe Misinai. Sounds like it's a Takanas Moshe. Takanas Moshe may be more than a Lacha Moshe Misinai. Like Kriya Satorah on Shabbos Mincha. Yeah.
Where is the Rif?
I'm sorry, the Rif is in the end of the second paragraph of Brachos. So that's the Shita Sagoda, Shita Sarif, Shita Sarambam, that there is a Velus Daraisa, but it's only a Velus Yom Rishon that is Daraisa. So again, the Rambam quoted this pasuk of Echadi Chatasa Yom Eitavin Eisham. So that's curious. Now the Rambam seems to be quoting a pasuk regarding Aninus as a source for Aveilus Daraisa. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by. That what does one have to do with the other? How is this a source for Aveilus Daraisa? And he points out, if you look at the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, there the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, Asay Lamed Zayin, seems to quote a different source. A mitzvah Lamed Zayin, the mitzvah Parshas HaShavua that Kohanim have to be mitame lameis for the Zion Krovim. Ki ba'avur she'manam akasav mitame lameisim l'chvodam levad. Given that the Torah prevents Kohanim for, generally speaking, be mitame lameis and yet the Torah La Yitama allows for Kohanim to be mitame for the Zayin Krovim. Shema Yachshavu Sharashus Beyadam Vishaheter Bilvad Levad Firmati Yitam Vermas La Yitama. So lest you think that La Yitama is a Rishus, that the Kohanim have the ability, the option to be mitame to the Zayin Krovim, but not the obligation to do so. Lefikach gazer leim gzeira v'chiyav v'asam chiyav. So Amar Yisalav Yisvar Shema lo yitama. No, lo yitama is telling you it's not a rishus, it's a chiyav that a kohen must be mitame to the Zion Krovim. Goes to Sifra lo yitama mitzvah l'rasu litame mitame naso baal karcha. The Zeba Atzmo says a Rambam who mitzvahs evil. And this, in fact, is the mitzvah of Aveilus. Kolomar, ki kol ish mi Yisrael, chayvus abel al krovav. Kolomar, chamisha meise mitzvah. Ulechaze chiyuze, bi'era so v'kovein, shibuzar alatuma, shi'itame al kolpanen kishar Yisrael, Kidei Shalom Yachalash Din Aveilus. that fundamentally there's a chiyuv daraisa of avelus for Zayin Krovim. And to be mechazik this chiyuv, the Torah tells you that there's a chiyuv for a kohen to be mitamei l'Zayin Krovim, because if we didn't allow, I mean, if it weren't mechayev the kohen to be mitamei l'Zayin Krovim, so then there may be a hesrashlus across the board as far as avelus. So that's what the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos, Asei Lamed Zayin. The Rambam connects avelus deraisa to la yitama, to the chiyuv for a kohen to be mitamei to the Zayin Krovim. So Rambam in Yad tells you avelus yamisha deraisa source is pasuk bayanidus. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos tells you avelus deraisa, because I have to say avelus yamisha deraisa, and the source is from la yitama. So the Kesef Mishnah just raises this as a double question without a resolution. That why is it the Rambam in Yad is quoting a pasuk by Aninus, and why is the Rambam in Yad telling you a different pasuk than the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Shimem Aleph Se'if Gimel. He says the Rambam is not coming to tell you, is not coming to prove that avelus is daraisa. Because that's a milsa de pshita. So how is a milsa de pshita that Aruch HaShulchan doesn't explain? He says it's obvious that avelus yom rishon is, sorry, it's obvious that there's a notion of avelus daraisa. I presume what he means to say is that that's from Tomas Kohen, meaning the real source, is, he doesn't spell this out, but I assume what he means, the real source is what the Rambam tells you in Sefer Mitzvos, that La Yitama indicates that there's a notion of Avelus Daraisa. And the Rambam is quoting the Pasuk of Achati Chatasayom in the context of Aninos to prove that Avelus Daraisa is only Yom Rishon. That just like Aninos is Yom Rishon, even though it's not always the case, not necessarily the case, because you could have, if the Kfura is not the same day as Yom Misa, so the restrictions of Aninos as far as the Pilas Kachim still apply. But the Rambam HaShulchan says, Amikros Sheviu Hu Lahoros Shirakim Echad Hu Minat Torah V'Hayni Yom Misa V'Yom Kfura D'Lagaonim Einu Minat Torah Yom Misa V'Kfura V'Yachad Alazeb Alazeb Minat Torah Nat V'Zer Shehevi Dafil Inyan Kachim Lo Tziv Rak V'Yachad Yichatas Hayom. To tell you that it's only one day, V'Shar Yimei Avelus are only the Rabban. So Yichad Yichatas Hayom, the classic case of Aninos is Yom Yisva Yom Tura. The classic case of Aninus is where it's a one-day period of Aninus. That's where the deraisa restrictions of Aninus and Afilas Kachim, which we'll talk about soon, apply. So the Rambam is quoting that source to tell you that just like Aninus is, generally speaking, for one day, so to Avelus deraisa is only for one day, with the caveat that has to be Yom Yisva Yom Tura together. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying, Pidas HaRamba. The Lecha Mishnah is further bothered. That if that's indeed the case, that we're learning out, however we're learning from Aninus, so then why should it be that only, that Avelus Yom Rishon is derived only if it's Yom Yisu Yom Kfura? That's not the case when it comes to Aninus. When it comes to Aninus, the Torah Aninus of the Isra V'chilas Kachim Ha'isur Sheni, as we'll talk about, applies until Kfura, and it applies the day of the Kfura, even after Kfura. So if that is a source, then why should that be limited to Yom Yisa V'Yom Kfura? And the Lech Mishnah leads out of the Tzarchiyim. If you want to see a Mahalach, you take a look at, I should have mentioned at the onset, over 20 years ago, Rabbi Konigsberg put together the Rav Shirim on Avelis from Rav Schefter's notes, print that was the first volume of the Oyuth Shire Harav series. So Kedai to look at. But in Simon Ches there, the Rav and Mahalach to explain, or to answer this question, the Lech Mishnah to explain how you end up with Avelis, Yamishan Deraisa, only Yom, Misa Yom Tura, if Aninos is not so restricted. Okay. So that's the position of the Gaon, that's the position of Rambam, Rif, Avelis, Yamishan Deraisa, will be Yom Misa Yom Tura. And famously, the position of the Bali Tosvos is that all Avelis is only Derabanan. Tosvos Moikat and Dafi Dalit on the base that the Gemara has. That Asi Esei Deyachid V'Docha, sorry, Asi Esei Derav V'Docha Esei Deyachid. So Tosfos there explains that nowadays Simchas Yontif is only Derabbanan, Avelis also is only Derabbanan. So that's the position of the Bali Tosfos, that Avelis across the board is only Derabbanan, even Yom HaMisa, the Chiyuv of Avelis is only Derabbanan. Yudalad Amabez, Taftosis Yudalad Amabez in Waikata. In Shulchan Aruch, so this appears in two places. In Shin Sadi Ches, it appears as the Stam V'Yesh Omrim, that the Stam is that Avelis Yamishan is Daraisa, and the Yesh Omrim is that there's no Avelis Daraisa. And then in Shin Sadi Tes, if you Gimel, there the Mechaber passing straight out like the Rambam, that Avelis Yamishan Daraisa, and the Ramah, Pasim Saitosfos. What's the nafkamina there? Whether there is a notion of Avelis Daraisa. So the nafkamina is there Avelis if there's a Petira on Yontov Shevis? So this appears also in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Simin Tavkuf Mem Chesif Gimel, Tavkuf Mem Chesif Gimel, Hakovris Meso. The Yontav Sheni Shel Goyis Shu Yontav Achron. So if you're Kover Meis on Yontav Sheni, so that's the one at the beginning of Beitza, that technically speaking, Kura could be performed on Yontav Sheni even on Yidei Yisrael, and Yontav Rishon on Yidei Goyim, and Yontav Sheni on Yidei Yisrael. We generally don't do that outside of Satmar and the used to be Broyers. But Kover Meis of Yontav Sheni Shel Goyis Shu Yontav Achron. O b'yantar sheni shel etzeres, noe bo avelus, im haya osa yom yom yisakur. So let's say there's a petira on yantar sheni, and we do the kura on yantar sheni. So that's a yom amisa yom kura. Says the mechaber, avelus is noe. The whole, the full gamut of avelus is noe. Why? Ho b'yantar sheni mi derayan. Since yantar sheni is only derabanan, the avelus yomisham shel Torah. Yidcha esse shel derayim, yidacha esse shel derayim, and they esse shel Torah. So the Mechaber says, Avelis Yamishan Yomisi Yom Kuru is deraisa, Yantav Sheni is only derabanan. So the esse deraisa of Avelis is docha the esse derabanan of Simchas Yantav, and therefore, mace the Yantav Sheni and cover the Yantav Sheni, the Avelis will be knowing the full fledged Avelis on that day. And the Ramah argues, V'yesh Cholkim, the Sfir Luhu, the Einoeg Avelis V'shum Yantav Sheni, V'chein Meneg Pasha V'Elishana. So that's the position of the Bali Tosfos, that Avelis is never Daraisa. So you don't have that possibility of a Daraisa V'indokha, a Darabanan of Yantav Sheni. And therefore, according to the Ramah, there's no Avelis even V'chi Hai Gav. Okay. So with that Hakdama, let's move on or begin the sugya of Anino, Sim and Shin Mem Vav. Mirza Shembli Ned, we'll get back to Kriya, Sim and Shin Mem at a later date. So as we know, the relevance or the application of Onein D'Araisa is as far as the restriction on an Onein from performing Avoda, the restriction of an Onein from eating Kachim, and from eating Maaser Sheni. Those are the psukim in Parsha Shmini, those are the psukim in Vidui Maaser, in the beginning of Parsha Kisavel, Ochalti Bo'ani Mimenu, and that's the sugya in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Aleph. So Aninus Daraisa, when the Torah refers to, or the Torah concept of Lo Chalti V'Oni, many of the back and forth between Moshe and Aaron and Parashat Shmini, that's relevant to Avod, that's relevant to Achilas Kachim and Achilas Meiser Sheni. And, as we mentioned a few moments ago, that's relevant on the day of Misa, even La'achar Kura. It's if the Mace is Mace at 9 in the morning, and the Kura is at 12 noon, so the Isra Achilas Kachim, the Isra Achilas Meiser Sheni, extends for the entirety of that day. Machlokas, whether it extends to the night, whether it needs Lila Daraisa, that's Sugin Zvachim. But it definitely extends to the end of that day that the restrictions of Aninos still apply. So Rav Schechter always quotes that the Rav pointed out that when we talk about Aninos in the Simin Shimim Aleph context, that's a Yiddishism, that's a colloquialism, that's a Lashon Mushal. What we really mean to say is the halachic status of Misha Mesa Muta Lefanov, Mishnah in Brachos, that someone who has a karov that he's responsible to the osik l'kvura of before kvura. So that has a whole different set of halachos than the real biblical onen. So when we talk about an onen, it's really a lashon mushal. What we really mean to say is meso muta lefanov. And that'll have differences in both directions. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing on the first day.
Well, no. So, for example, first of all, there were the restrictions of a colloquial onen, of a misha meso muta lefanov onen, are a whole different range of restrictions. So, nothing to do with the aninus. Again, as we said, onen deraisa means avoda, achilas kashim, achilas meiser sheni. That's it. So, the restrictions of aninus we're going to talk about are a whole different set of restrictions. Plus, those restrictions of misha meso muta lefanov end at Kvura, and no later than at Kvura, as we'll talk about. Rav Shlomo Zalman makes the same point in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Aleph. Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Aleph Perek Hafei Os Aleph. Again, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Aleph Perek Hafei Os Aleph. Rav Shlomo Zalman makes the same point that we talk about Aninos, that's the Lashon Mushal. What we really mean to say is Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov. The Aruch HaShulchan just picks up on this Nakuda that our restrictions of Aninus expire with Kvura. So he quotes Lashon L'smag in Hilchos Avelos, who makes this point. Lashon L'smag is Misha Nikbar Hameis Afilu Nikbar V'yoma Misa Noha Guha Am Levatul Aninus, that once the burial is complete, Noha Guha Am, to end the restrictions of Aninus. Afapisha Lekachim Edo Batu Kolayo Ad Kam L'Shon L'Smag. So L'Smag makes this observation that to the extent that our Aninus is in any way patterned after the biblical Aninus, you would have expected those restrictions to carry to the end of the day, irrespective of when the kvura takes place. And the Lashon L'Smag is Nagu'am, not that way. So observe the Aruch HaShulchan, Shemem Alas above. What's this Lashon of Nagu'am? Sounds like, it's not make or did. It sounds like if all things being equal, we should have imposed these restrictions of Nesa Muta Lefanov until the end of that day. And it's only Nagu, not that way. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, why is that? No Rishon ever suggested that these halachos of Mesa Muta Lefanov should apply till the end of the day. So what's this Nagu'am? It says the Aruch HaShulchan, on a Me'ikra din level, we really should have extended the restrictions of Aninus all day. All the restrictions of Aninus that we're talking about are only Dinu Derabanan. On an Ikaridin level, to the extent that in some ways patterned after Aninus Daraisa, it should have been extended to the whole day. But that would have been a Kula Ha'asu Asili Dei Chumra Asili Dei Kula, because by extending the Nihuge Aninus, So then we're telling you, as we'll see, that you can't daven, you can't make brachos, that that's in some sense a kula on all the kiyume mitzvos that we restrict an onen from performing. So the way the Aruch HaShulchan presents it, these are only dinim derabanan to begin with. And even though on some level it may be patterned after an inus deraisa, but it wasn't imposed beyond the time of kfur, because that would have been a churma ha'asi lidei kula. Okay, so in the sugyas and brachos, what emerges, Mishnah Yizayim and Beis, is that there are three categories of restrictions on an onen. Number one is an iser of achila b'fnei anes, that onen is not permitted to eat in the presence of the nifter. Number two is an iser of basar v'yayin. And number three, there's an iser of reciting brachos and other kiyume mitzvahs. So that's what we see in the Mishnah and the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Mishemeso, Yizayin Amud Beis, and An. So let's talk about these three restrictions one by one. So the Mishnah tells us, Misha Meza Muta Lefanov, Parter Mikriyashma Minatfilin, Mikal Mitzvos Hamuros Bator. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Gemara quotes the Brisa in the context of asking on the Lashon HaMisha. Lashon HaMisha was Misha Meso Muta Lefanov. Mashma, it's only if it's Muta Lefanov, literally. Or a mini, Misha Meso Muta Lefanov, Ochel Bebayis Acher. So if the person has Meso Muta Lefanov, he has to eat in a different house. Eilo Bayis Acher, Ochel Bebayis Chavero. Im Eilo Bebayis Chavero, Osa Melchitza Veochel. Im Eilo Dabra Lassas Melchitza, Maxir Panov V'Ochel. Veino Mesa V'Ochel, Veino Ochel Basa, Veino Shosayayin, Veino Mvarech, Veino Mizami. Etc. So the Braisa says that, Braisa Mesechus Machos, that you're not allowed to eat in the same house as a mace. If you have nowhere else to eat, you can put up a mechitza, and if you can't put up a mechitza, then you have to turn away. So there's an Isser of eating Bifnei Hames. Best way to get around it is to eat in a different house. Next best is Mechitza. Next best is Matzir Pada. But either way, there's an Isser of eating Bifnei Hames. What is the nature of this Isser? Says Rashi, Ocho Bevayis Acher, Dinirek Heloig Larash. It looks like you're Loig Larash, you're making fun of the mace, you're doing something that the mace can't do. So inappropriate to eat b'fnei ha'meis, there's an element of lo'eg l'rash. The Divrei Sofrim makes the following observation. Divrei Sofrim in the Eimek Davar Sif Katan Ches, that's the Sharet Zion equivalent. So he points out, Rashi's lashon was nira kil lo'eg l'rash. Doesn't say it is lo'eg l'rash, it says it looks like lo'eg l'rash. And that's significant, he says, because if it was Loeg Larash Mamish, so then it should be Mutter outside of Dalet Amos of the Mace. Anything that's Asur Mishum Loeg Larash, wearing, having tzitzis exposed in a base of forest, performing any mitzvah in the presence of a mace, so that's, generally speaking, only restricted within Dalet Amos of the Mace. And we don't find any such qualification when it comes to the Isser of Achila Bifnei Hames for an Onen. So if it was Loeg Larash Mamish, it should be Mutter out of Dalet Amos. Kil Loeg Larash sounds like it's not exactly Loeg Larash, it's an expansion of Loeg Larash, and that expansion is even outside of Dalet Amos. And furthermore, he points out, if it was a Loeg Larash, we never find any distinction in Loeg L'Rash between a Karov and anyone else. If this is really a Loeg L'Rash issue, then it should be Aser for anyone, not just for the Onim. So the fact that this Iser of being Okal Lifnei Meis is only presented as an Iser for the Onain and not for anyone else indicates that it's not a real Loeg L'Rash. So he says what Rashi really means, not a classic Loeg L'Rash, but it's inappropriate, it's a Ganai to eat in front of the Meis when you're supposed to be expressing the natural emotions of someone whose relative just passed away, of Bechia Utsar. That it's a Ganai for this person. It's not right, it's not appropriate to be eating in the presence of the Meis, even outside of Dalet Amos, when you're really supposed to be experiencing a different set of emotions. Now the Taz, Sifkatan Aleph, picks up on this point that the Isser is only expressed for the Onein and not for anyone else. He says, V'hagalo asru gam ba'acher mitam zeh l'fisha dafka b'chayev b'kfuraso yesh kashash b'mashe ina osev b'kfuraso v'yoshev lecho b'fnei hames. So it's only the person who's chayiv and kfura, only the onein proper, where there's a chashash connected to, is not being osek b'kfura, and instead eating bifnei hames. What's that about? So the Divrei Sofer with Sifkat and Gimel says that sounds like what the levush develops. Lashon levush is Lashon Levush is Kedei Shelo Yomru Ala Meis Adam Kalhu Ulakach Eino Tarud B'Kfuraso Ve'Eino Choshesh B'Misasa. That if this Onein is going to be eating with Nei Meis, so you give the impression that this Meis is not a chash of a person, that the Onein doesn't really care about the Meis, and that's why he's not being osik in the kvura, and that's not why he's not visibly. That's why he's not visibly disturbed at his loss. So there's a kalos that is engendered by eating with neyamis, and maybe that's what the Taz means. Lefisha dafka b'chay b'kfurasa yesh chashash b'mashe eino osik b'kfurasa. There's no blanket iser on anyone eating with neyamis. It's only on the Onein, because if the Onein does so, he demonstrates a certain callousness towards the mace that could give the misimpression that he doesn't care about the mace isn't worth any attention, and that's why he's not being osu b'kfura, that's why he's not focused on the Misa. The Shach, however, all right, just before that, and then along, based on this Taz, the Piskei Tshuva writes in Sifkat and Vav, sorry, Sifkat and Beis. And according to the Taz, that the Isser of Achilu of Nemes is limited to the Onein, in Cain, the Shabbos, She'ena Rasha Lasa Gukfarasa Mutter. So then it should emerge that on Shabbos, the Taz connects the Isser of Achilu of Nemes to the responsibility to be Osei B'Kfura. So on Shabbos, where there's no possibility of being Osei B'Kfura, then there should be no Isser of Achilu of Nemes if the two are connected. The only reason for the Isser of Achilut Pnei Meis is to properly respect the Meis slash not get distracted from the responsibility of the Yosef Kfura, so then a Shabbos where you get the Yosef Kfura, it would be mutter to eat Bifnei Meis. And the Shach disagrees with the Taz. The Shach writes, Sifkatan Aleph, Sifkatan Gimel, Ochel Bayis Acher, Vim Eno Lefano Mutter Lachel Bayis Shivsham, Chen Kazabach, Ochel Bayis Acher, Mayim Mutter Lefano, Vikam Yishim Loris Barash, and Ochel Lefano, Vizavadai Aser Afilu Bishabbos. The Shach says, it's an Isser of Loig Lerash to eat Bifnei Ames, quoting from the Bach, and that's going to be Usser on Shabbos as well. So the Piskei Tshuva understands from this Shach, Piskei Tshuva that we just saw, that the Shach understood that the Isser of the Ochel Bifnei Ames isn't limited to the Onanim, in fact, applies to anyone. And that's why, by extension, it would be Usher and Shabbos as well. It's not a function of the responsibility to be Usher and Kfura. It's simply a Loig Larash, a sign of disrespect to the mace. Therefore, it applies to anyone. And therefore, it applies on Shabbos as well. And that's what the Piskei Tshuva assumes. The Shach doesn't spell out that it applies to everyone other than the Onin as well, but the Piskei Tshuva assumes that the two go together. If you're going to say that it applies on Shabbos, then by extension it should apply to non-Onanim as well. So in the Taz, the thrust of the Yisr of Achilu of Ne'emes is more connected to the responsibility of Kfura, and maybe the disrespect to the mace that's reflected by he who is responsible to do Kfura not being Osev Kfura Bifnei Ames, and therefore the Isser wouldn't apply in Shabbos. And the Shach presents it as a more conventional Loig Larash, in which case it should apply in Shabbos, in which case it should apply to non-Onanim as well. So that's the case according to the Shach. The fact that it's presented in the Braisa as it did in Misha Mesa with the Lefanov, this detail is it limited to the Onan that's Mason with the Lefanov? It applies to anyone who's in the presence of the Mace that there's a Loig Larash of eating Bifnei HaMace. And the Divrei Sofrim thinks, and maybe you could argue in the Piskei Tshuva, Divrei Sofrim and the Emek Dover, Sifkatan Yud Aleph, that maybe even the Taz would agree that there's an Isser of the Onan being Ochel Bifnei HaMace on Shabbos as well, because even if you can't be Osek B'Kfura per se, but there's still an element of Shmiras HaMeis, you still have to make sure that the Meis is properly cared for over Shabbos. And therefore, being Ochel B'Fnei HaMeis could indicate a dereliction of that responsibility as well, even if you're not in a position to be Osek in Kfura per se. So the Piskei Tshuva assumed that the Shach and Taz argue about Shabbos. The Shach is befeirish that it applies in Shabbos, and the Piskei Tshuva assumed that the Taz would disagree. The Rei Sofer says, maybe not, maybe the Taz would agree that it applies in Shabbos as well, because even if you can't be Osek B'Kfura, but you're still Osek B'Shmira Sameis. And the other direction, Rabbi Karr thinks that there isn't necessarily a hachreyach that the Shach would apply the Isser of Achilut Pnei Meis to other people other than the Onanim. Maybe this kind of Loig Larash is still limited to the Onanim and not to others. But in practice, he acknowledges that you should be Machmir, that's what seems to be the consensus of the later Achronim, that this Isser being Ochel Bifnei HaMeis doesn't only apply to the Onanim, it applies to other people as well. That's what the Ba'al Shulchan paskins in Sifkat and Yud, that the Yisra Achilu B'fnei Meis applies to other people as well. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel, the Aruch HaShulchan is Sifzayin. He thinks that there isn't such a Loig L'Rash for someone that doesn't have an inherent Shaychus to the Mace, and therefore there would be no Yisra for Achayrim eating B'fnei HaMeis. The Beis Yosef quotes the Yerushalmi that in addition to the Isser of Achil Vifnei Ames for an Onein, there's also an Isser of being Ochel called Sarcha. That an Onein, even if he's in a different house, can't eat his full. And the Ramban quotes this in the Torah Sa'adam, page Reish Yud Beis in the Masada of Kop edition. In the Kisrei Ramban. So Yerushalmi, that separate and aside from the Isser of being Ochel Bifnei Ames, there's a separate Isser for an Onein to be Ochel Kol Sarcha. Then the Beis Yosef writes that this doesn't appear in the Bavli, so it sounds like we don't assume this way. That Yerushalmi has such an Isser, no Zecher in the Bavli. So Beis Yosef thinks that we don't assume like there is such an Isser of being Ochel Kol Tzarcha. And the Aruch HaShulchan, first he writes in Sifches, like the Beis Yosef, that there's no formal Isser of being Ochel Kol Tzarcha, but he still writes then in Sifches that it's not appropriate for an Onin to be eating parpros. He shouldn't be eating dessert, he shouldn't be having non-essential foods. You should only eat that which is hechrechi to eat. Shouldn't be having delicacies. Ba'adir Shulchan, Sivkat and Yudal, leaves it with a Tzarech Ion. He says, it's hard to talk about a formal Isra, even the Aruch HaShulchan suggesting that you shouldn't eat parparos. If we don't accept the Yerushalmi halacha, so it's hard to add to the mechadesh yisurim, even though it's mistaber that it's not appropriate. And in Onein, everyone would agree, says the Ba'al Shulchan, that even if it's not us or Medina, it would not be appropriate for an Onein to be eating delicacies. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a formal isser. Given that the Isser Kol Tzarcha doesn't appear in the Bavli, the Beis Yosef doesn't think it's halacha, and this extension of parparos of the Aruch HaShulchan also doesn't appear in any formal way in classic sources. Okay, so that's as far as the Isser of Achil Lifnei Ames, that halacha l'maisa, we assume the chumras that there would be an Isser of Achil Lifnei Ames even for a non-onein, and we'd be mafir that it applies even on Shabbos. As far as eating Kol Tzarcha, eating parparos, sounds like we assume there's no formal Isser per se, but it would be inappropriate for an Onein to be eating delicacies.
So applies to
Achayim? Parparos, Kol Tzarcha does not apply to Achayim, but we are machmir that the Isser of Achil Lifnei Ames would apply to Achayim.
And also on Shabbos.
And also on Shabbos.
Is that lemaisa? I mean, you're like in the same room as a maid.
Is that lemaisa?
Meaning like...
Yeah, you could have... it's more lemaisa on Shabbos, because maid's lemaisa on Shabbos. So you may... The maid may stay there until the end of Shabbos. That's where it's most lemaisa. Or whenever maid's lemaisa, until the Chevra Kedisha comes to be metapo. Okay, so then that same Brisa on the bottom of Yudayim Beis has Eino Ochel Basar v'Eino Shose Yayin. The Nisr of Achilas Basar v'Yayin for an Onin. Says Tosvos on Kaf Gimel Amud Beis in Moed Katan. Dibur Maskel Ve'eno Ochel Basar Ve'eno Shose Yayin. So Tosis raises, what's the parallel between this and Erev Tisha B'Av? Nira the Chihechi Deshari Perik Basar Detanis. Now the Erev Tisha B'Av Basar Kozman She'eno Kishlamim Ve'yayin Migito. So when it comes to the restriction of Basar Ve'yayin Besudim Avsekes, so there, basar that's not roilam is beyach, yain migito is technically mutter. Hachanami shari ba'onin. So as a technical matter, Tosa says, that should be mutter for an onin as well. Miu, ein regilin linog ben eter, lo b'kava lo b'tishabav. But the minog is, our machmir on any kind of basar, any kind of yain, both an eretishabav, sudim avsekes, and for an onin. Fine. Tema. Mashra the onin chamer miavel, the lo matzino avel sheyevo iser bebaser biayin. So 1 second, the Bryce is telling us that there's an iser achilas baser biayin for an onin. There's no such iser for an avel. So does that mean to say that an onin is more chamer than an avel? Ulinyan kachim ashekan, the avel ochel bekachim, the onin aser. So how is it that in certain areas of halacha it seems like an onin is more chomer? The daraisa onin is more chomer than isas b'chilas kachim, which is not true by nava. Our mesa mutalafan of onin is more chomer than isas b'chilas v'yai, which is not true by nava. And on the other side, all the other classic nihugi avelas are noeg for an avel, but not for an onin. V'yesh lomar, the dvarim shehei nishum avel mutter or avel mutter gabi onein uba velas asur. So how do you know what applies to an onein versus what applies to an avel? So that which is avelas oriented, those nihugi avelas which are reflective of the avelas, those apply to an avel, not an onein. Aval dvarim she'ena masur nishum avelas. Ela mishum sheyesh lo liyos tard v'kvuras meso v'lo yimashech achar dvar macherim kego nachilas basar u'shisiyas yayin asiri ba'onin dafka. So what is the nature of the yisurim for aninus? That which could distract you from your responsibility of being oseh v'kvuras ameis, being oseh v'sarchi ameis, that you may be nimshach acharav, that's going to be usher during aninus and not avelus. So the iser of achilas basar v'yayin, says Tosfos, is because if you were to engage in achilas basar v'shisiyas yayin, that may distract you from your priority of being oseg b'sarchei hames. And that's why there's an iser of achilas basar v'yayin dafka for an onein and not for an avel. There's no niyug avelus in Basar Yayin, and refrain from Basar Yayin. On the contrary, we'll see Lo Nitna Yayin El Nachem Avelim. So there's no Avelus element of refraining from Basar Yayin. It's only Hashem Yimashech that we're worried you may get distracted if you're going to eat Basar, drink wine, that may distract you from your focus on being Oseg Bitzarchei Hametz. Tosus and Brachos, Daf Yechesam and Aleph, Dibra Masko, the Eino Mevarech, that's the long Tosus that begins at Yuzayim Mebeis, goes on to Yechesam and Aleph. So Tosus there quotes the famous Maisa of Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam's sister passed away in another city. Rabbeinu Tam was an Onein. And he didn't refrain from basar v'yayin. The very end of Tosos, Maisa shemeis achos asher benatam b'shabbos, v'odiyu lo b'motzei shabbos v'yiracheres, v'achal basar v'shas v'yayin, v'amar, kevin sheyesh la baal shachai b'kvarasa, since his sister was married, she had a husband who was taking care of the Kfura. Eino Aser Bevaser Yayin. The Efshar Shagami Bin Atam, Haya Bir Asmo, Haya Mekal Niel Satam. So the Maisa Shahaya was our Bin Atam was another city. So Bin Atam said, he's not Aser Bevaser Yayin because he's in another city, and his brother-in-law is taking care of the Tzarchei Kfura. And Tosa says, if that's the case, that he thought he wasn't bound by these restrictions because his brother-in-law was taking care of the Tzarchei Kfura, maybe that would have applied even if he wasn't in the same city. So, as far as the broader ramifications of this Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of the broader restrictions of Aninus for someone that is other people being Osef with Tzarchei Kfura, that we'll get to in later shiurim. For now, just focused on the Basar V'Yayin aspect here, because that's what we're talking about locally. Rabbeinu Tam, when his sister passed away in another city, did not refrain from Basar V'Yayin, even though technically he should have been an Onin. The Rush disagrees. The Rush says, in that case, even if the mace is in a different city, and even if there are other people being osi b'tzarchei kfura, the iser basar v'yayin still applies. So again, we'll talk about, not today, but we'll talk about whether Rabbeinu Tam's position was only limited to Basar V'Yayin or applied to the restrictions on Kiyumei Mitzvahs as well in his scenario. But for now, just to point out a Rashba, both in Tshuva and in Chidushim, the Rashba there, Yudzayin of Ezen Brachos, Dibur Maskel Ve'Eino Mevarech. So there the Rashba is Mefurish, that Rabbeinu Tam only expressed his Shita in the context of Basar V'Yayin. Writes the Rashba, Dibur Maskel Ve'Eino Mevarech, Umiyu, Bachilas Basar V'Shisiyas Yayin, that's in distinction, contradistinction to Kiyumei Mitzvos, Bachilas Basar V'Shisiyas Yayin, Nira, She'im Yesh Lo Mi She'Yisem Aso, that if there's someone else who can take care of the Tzarchei Ames, Shehu Mutter, that the other onen is mutter b'basar v'yayin, she'eino ela kedei she'lo yimashech achrei achilasa v'shizyaso v'lo yis'athu v'vurth mesa. The only reason for the yisr b'basar v'yayin is shema yimashech. If there are other people being osed b'tzarchei kfura, there's no shema yimashech concern because you're off the hook anyway, so there's no yisr b'basar v'yayin. V'cheine idu abeinu tam, the ma'isa shahaya when the sister died. So the Rashba limits Rabbeinu Tam to Achilas Basar B'Shesias Yayin, and he writes the same thing in Tshuvos Chela Gimel Simen Shin. Chela Gimel Simen Shin. The Kol Shemutal Alav L'Kovro Hutzarech L'Asdeik B'Tzarachav V'Tachmichav U'Binyanim Asvichem Lo Ka'aron V'Chalil V'Kuraso V'Ilu Ayan Nesav O'Ochel Basar B'Shos Yayin. If we allow the onen who is responsible for Tzarchei Kfura to have Basar V'Yayin, then he may end up being Misrashel in his responsibility. So the Rashba assumed, understood Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isra Basar V'Yayin is simply a function of Shema Yimashech, and therefore, if an individual onen has no responsibilities towards Kfura, there's no Shema Yimashech, and he'd be Mutter B'Basar V'Yayin. And the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh assumes that the Yisra Basar V'Yayin is across the board, irrespective of whether the particular Onein needs to be Osei B'Tzarchei HaMeis. So Rosh Hashanah explained, printed in Bikve Yatzon, Simen Yilches Os Ches, Simen Yilches Os Ches, that the Rosh must be assuming that the Isser of Basar V'Yayin is not just a function of Shemi Yimashev and not perform Tzarchei Ames, but reflective of the emotions then an onen should be expressing. An onen, misha mesa mutalafana, before kvura, should be experiencing a deep emotional pain, and it would be inappropriate or be a contradiction to the emotion that he's supposed to be experiencing to have basar v'yai.
But when Tom, the Rashi would agree that he would still be patur of mitzvos.
According to the Rashba, right, Rabbeinu Tam may still agree these patur mitzvahs, and we'll talk about patur mitzvahs that may be for other reasons as well. So that we'll get to Mitzvah Shem next year. But for the Rashba, the Rashba says Rabbeinu Tam is limiting his non-aninus to basar v'yayin. Okay. The Rosh Hashanah points out that, or quotes from the Rav, that the Trumas Hadeshen has that the Isser Basar V'Yayin and Sudam Sekes on Erev Yom Kippur is Midin Aninus. So the Rav pointed out that only makes sense if you take the approach that the Isser Basar V'Yayin for an Onein is because of the hergesh that an onen is supposed to experience. So then you could say that the Suda Masakas and Erev Tisha B'Av is the Suda Misha Mesa Mutalafanav, that when we're Ki'ilu experiencing the Chorban up close. So to say that the Isser Basar V'Yayin during Suda Masakas is a function of Aninos, that makes sense, that the Isser Basar V'Yayin for an onen is because of that hergish. If the Isser Basar V'Yayin for an onen is simply a technical matter, Shami Yimashech, so it doesn't make any sense to correlate that with the Suda Masekes on Erev Tisha B'Av. Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tavkuf Nun Aleph Sifkatan Kaf Tes, Tavkuf Nun Aleph Sifkatan Kaf Tes, as far as the Isser of Basar, the Ikradin Isser Basar Sudma Sekas, by Minig, extended to Shavuot Shechav and extended to the 9 days. So Magen Avraham there has a comment that Shuman Shel Basar, that the gravy of the Basar, Dino Kebasar Atzma, the Asur Lachol Tashos Sheyesh Po Shuman. So if you have Shuman Shel Basar, that's also Asur. And the Minig is even Tashos Shel Basar, even something cooked together with meat. Says the, in the Chuvas Noda Mihuda, Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Reishit Beis, Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Reishit Beis, it's the Chuvah from the Noda Mihuda Sun that's printed there, which the Piskei Tshuva references here in Sifkatan Gimel. You can take a look in the Piskei Tshuva. He just quotes from Ben HaMechaber, the Noda Yehuda, that an onen is mutter berota shel basar. An onen is allowed to have meat gravy, udelo kemagen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Why would you distinguish? It says the Noda Yehuda, says the Ben HaMechaber, the Noda Yehuda son, the Ein L'damosa Klal L'mashe Hifmer Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that during the 9 days it's Asur B'Tav Shishol Basar, because that's a whole different kashrut. The Magen Avraham there is Mitzayin Ashach and Hilchos Nedarim, that when it comes to Nedarim you follow Minag HaMakom, you follow Losha B'nei Adam. So in Hilchos Nedarim, whatever Lashon B'nei Adam is that's included in meat, if you know they're from meat, it includes whatever Lashon B'nei Adam is for meat. So Magen Avraham says the same thing is true for Shavuot Shechalva. There, the nature of the Yisr Basar, whatever people associate with Basar, That's going to be Aser. However, when it comes to the Iser Baser for an Oneg, that's a function of Shama Yimashech. And the Nodri Yudhisan assumes that there's no Shama Yimashech by meat gravy. There's only Shama Yimashech by meat and not by the gravy. And therefore, Barot of Shabbat, the Tavsh Shabbat, would be mutter for an Oneg. And he says, Ein lanu lahotzi chumros me'atzmenu. The only thing we know that's aser for an onin is basar, so to be machmir to aser tavshe shabasar, to aser rota shabasar, lo matzinu makor, and you shouldn't be machmir chumris yiseros v'svaros she'ein lehem yisod v'divrei harishon.
What exactly
shot
in like
shami
mashach by meat? I mean, by wine, I understand like you might get drunk,
right? I think by meat also it's more of a kvias. It's not. Meaning, we're used to, we have a different utility of meat than might have been true the Shanim Kamonim. But I think there, in earlier times, having meat was reflective of more of a kvias, I think. So there's more of a Shemi Yimashech. Rabbi Karb quotes Page Ayin Vav that the Leket Yosher, the Talmud of the Tumas Hadeshen, said the Leket Yosher in Siman Pehei, Asur is Rota Basar. So Rabbi Karb just leaves that in Sarachi, and that you do have a Rishon that did Asur Rota Basar for an Oni. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Mirz Hashem, on Wednesday, we'll pick up with the restrictions on brachos and kiyumi mitzos for an Oni. Was it empty today because people dropped out, or just people aren't here?
I was hearing a couple people that might be not doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.